As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for the continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
Oh, And welcome back, everybody, to a very special first new edition of the Monday Night Cap on CILU 102.7. This is going to be how the show will be recorded for the next, at least 3 months now.
For a little while.
Connor's moved back to Winnipeg, and I am still here in quarantine in Thunder Bay. So we're doing some crazy radio magic here as we're recording from two different locations at
once. Two different time zones.
You just heard the Pack AD with It's Okay, and that's a brand new one from them.
Yeah, brand new album. Their album's called It Was Fun While It Lasted, and according to the band themselves, it's going to be their last album for the foreseeable future. But they haven't ruled out the possibility of making new music completely, so that's good. I got a chance to listen to the album when I listened to the Betty Howell show on CILU the other day, and it was good. She went through the entire album track by track. It was fun.
And if you guys didn't realize, Betty Howell does, I think, almost the entirety of our social media. So you see all the cool posts that are going on with this? That's a shout out to her. She does a lot for the station for us.
Yeah, it's really, really awesome that we have some great volunteers here that put together our social media and all of the DJs who are recording their shows at home during the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. I really can't wait until we're able to get into the booth again to do our show. It's going to be a triumphant return.
There's just something about it too. Just being in the booth, it would make my whole week.
Yeah, really running on adrenaline in the booth, but glad to still be able to do the show as it is right now. We have a couple fun tunes coming up for you.
To start off, we've got some Pine Grove with Old Friends, and this is it's a good block of tunes. It's slightly off of what we would normally play.
It's a little bit more kind of, I don't want to use the word country, but it's a little bit more kind of laid back and country-esque. We got some rural Alberta Advantage coming up after that too.
That's just it. I didn't want to say country because it's not country, but it's like as close to that kind of vibe as we're getting, unless we've got the magical Justin Johnson on the show with us. But yeah, we've got some Pine Grove, and that's going to be followed up by the Rural Alberta Advantage, and we'll leave the third one as a mystery for you guys. This is the Nightcap on CILU 102.7.
Walking outside labyrinthian over cracks along under the trees. I know this town grounded in a compass, cardinal landing in the dogwood. I keep going over it over and over. My steps iterate my shame. How come every outcome such a come down? Lately afternoon with the shades drawn down. Kept saying I just wanted to see it. Saying what's wrong with that? Needle shaking outlines in a compass. Every outcome such a come down. Saw your boyfriend at the Port Authority, sort of fucked up place. Well, so I averted my stride on a quick one. It's coming back, we're going over your place, huh? I feel like we could forget about it. I feel like I could mellow out. I don't feel undone in a big way. There's nothing really bad to be upset about. When I thought I was getting better, I woke up on the ground. An appointment or disappointment. A setback gonna come down. As if I needed a reminder. on the nighttime springtime, needling my way home. I saw Leah on the bus a few months ago. I saw some old friends at her funeral. My steps keep splitting my grief through these solipsistic moods. I should call my parents when I think of them. Should tell my friends when I love them. Maybe I should have gone out a bit more. When you guys are still in town, I got too caught up in my own shit. How every outcome's such a come down. last time, marching in the picket lines that surround the striking heart, and the time is never now, and we know who we should love, but we're never certain.
Welcome back to the Monday Nightcap. You just heard The Reasons by The Weaker Thens, and that's off of one of my favorite albums ever, Reconstruction Site, Winnipeg Guys. Before that, you heard the Rural Alberta Vantage, and they played the song Drain the Blood from their album Hometowns. That was a fun one as well. Some good Canadian content.
We actually, we're torn there between either playing Drain the Blood or Edmonton. It all spawned from the first song we played with Old Friends by Pine Grove. And I was trying to think of what other songs I knew that really kind of fit in there. And immediately went to the Rural Alberta Advantage. And then thinking past that, I was like, okay, well, bands that I know we both like, and immediately the Weaker Thens. And when you think of the Weaker Thens, you think of Connor Chandler. So
it was a good choice.
There we go. That was how we spawned that music.
Love the Weaker Thens. Wish I actually had a chance. Wish I was a fan of them while they were still a big touring entity. But I was lucky enough to catch John K. Sampson do a set at Winnipeg Folk Festival a couple years ago, and they didn't play that song, but he played quite a few Weaker Than songs in addition to his newer solo stuff. It was really fun.
Well, all of those, it's wild to think how many, you'll tune in to certain music that might be one or two generations past you even, and you can feel the same things that people felt as that kind of music was coming out. And that's how I feel when I hear the Weaker Thens. And like, it really takes you to a time that is also relatable to any other generation, and it's
nostalgic music. It's nostalgic, yeah. Even if you weren't a fan back in the band's heyday, and some music is timeless like that. I think the Weaker Thens are completely timeless like that. We're gonna go into a couple newer songs,
yeah, exactly.
Newer bands, and I think these newer bands, once the pandemic lifts, you'll actually get a chance to see these next two bands live. We're going to start it off with some What. They're a group from Vancouver. We're going to play the song Out of Touch. And after that, we're going to play some Wares. They're from Edmonton, and their new record, Survival, just came out this last Friday. I'm a big fan of it. It's some cool experimental punk. Very, very cathartic music.
But this whole show, it's going to go up and down and change genres a whole bunch. And I think that's just the nature of what's either come out in this past week with how we're feeling and this whole inter-provincial recording style we got going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Anyways, we'll let the music do the talking for now. Here is What with Out of Touch. On the Monday Nightcap.
Classic.
Mm-hmm.
ALU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk and Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
And welcome back, everybody. You just heard Let the distance bring... Oh.
Okay, let's restart. Count it again.
Three... Two, one, and welcome back, everybody. You just heard Let the Distance Bring Us Together by Britt Daniels from Spoon. That's his offshoot solo, but kind of works, you know. Let the Distance Bring Us Together. Connor and I are recording in two different locations. Before that, we had Tether by Wares, and we opened this block with Out of Touch by What?
Yeah, I love that band name. And about that Britt Daniels song that we just played, special shout out to my sister Laura, who bought me that CD for Christmas one time. It was a collaboration CD between Britt Daniels and Connor Oberst from Bright Eyes. And Bright Eyes has actually been releasing some new material as of late, their first material in many years, and it's got me excited. We're going to have to play some of those songs on another nightcap.
You know what? Actually, I think it's just a shout out to sisters in general, because I find, like, when I was young, like, the first five CDs that I got were given to me by my sister, and, like, that influenced the type of music that I ended up listening to at a young age, and obviously that grew and expanded into a whole wild variety of things. But, yeah, shout out to siblings everywhere who... really got the ball rolling for the music world for us.
Yeah, exactly. We got a couple more upbeat songs coming up after this, and a couple punk tunes. Brett's usually the one choosing the punk tunes on the nightcap, but today I chose a couple of them. We're going to kick it off with the Menzingers with In Remission from their 2014 album Rented World, and got some Lawrence Arms coming after this. You're listening to the Monday Nightcap on CILU 102.7.
Love you, man, Zach Day.
Connect the Dots by Car Seat Headrest off of their awesome album Teens of Denial. Before that we had Are You There Margaret, It's Me God. What a song title. That was the Lawrence Arms, and we kicked that one off with In Remission by the Menzingers.
And what a group of songs that was, especially that last one there with Car Seat. And I think we're all kind of feeling that vibe, you know, graduating out of school right now, right into everything that's going on, and we're all thinking, you know, really, when will we get a job? And I, you know, I've been reading the CBC news articles, and people aren't super happy, it seems, with students, but like, You know, I work every summer so I can pay for the rest of the year, and definitely I think students should be qualifying for CERB right now or something, because, like, I'm out here looking for a job. I spent 4 years in school to try to get a job, worked my butt off to try to pay for school along the way, and, like, we're out of it now, and I've got my applications in at the different Walmarts and Safeways, and I am willing to take work where it is. And that's tough.
I'm going to be spraying lawns this summer.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be building bridges, but here I am spraying phosphorus on people's lawns and polluting Lake Winnipeg. But
it's the opposite of where we thought we'd be. But, you know, the Nightcap is far from a political entity, and we are here to spread some tunes, but it's the general vibe of where things are right now.
To all of you listeners, we're hoping that you have some hopefully good employment prospects, and we're rooting for you. There's really not a whole lot going on. You can't even call it a job market right now, but is what it is. And stay safe, keep your social distance, and maybe things will go back to normal sooner.
Well, that's just it. You know, don't be discouraged on how things are. If you're trying, you're trying, and there's not too much else you can do. I don't know. I went as far as trying to write a letter to my local MP and sending something off, so I felt like I could complain a bit more about everything, but there's not too much you can do, and you kind of just ride this wave out like the rest of us and see what happens. But, you know, this is life, and it'll throw you these curveballs.
Yeah, and speaking of topical songs, we got one coming by a legendary band, and apparently they recorded it before the outbreak, but the lyrics could not be more topical about what is going on right now.
It's funny, because us, like radio DJs of the past 40 years, have been able to say this. Here we are with a new one from the Rolling Stones. This is the Nightcap on CILU 102.7.
Ghost town.
back, everybody, to the Monday Night Cap on CILU 102.7. You just heard some Led Zeppelin. You just heard some Greta Van Fleet. And before that, we had some Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
I wanted to make that little joke there because, you know, Greta Van Fleet is pretty much just Led Zeppelin rebranded. No, I can't even say that.
Is Robert Plant with a different backing
so
band?
Similar.
Robert Plant actually leaves his house in England every 2 months to go to Michigan and record some songs with the boys from Greta Van Fleet. I'm just joking.
Anyways, we entered there with a new one by the Rolling Stones. That was Living in a Ghost Town, which kind of fits the vibe right now with everything going on with COVID, even though it was created before. And then that second song there was Always There by the great Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah, and we're almost at about that time where we have to end the show, unfortunately, but we got one really, really good one to end it off. We haven't done a tribute to the late, great John Prine yet, and so we're going to do one right now. John Prine, obviously, great songwriter through the 70s and 80s, but his latest album in 2018 actually was his highest charting album on the Billboard 200 that he ever charted, because, so many artists acknowledged his influence on their work, and it was great. Really, really good album, and we're going to end off with the last song from that album called When I Get to Heaven.
And this this song gets me because I feel like this is exactly how I want to go, and this is exactly how I am going to be, and I hope to God that this is what's happening for him right now.